with the knowledge you have given us, to go to these homes helping.
If you...
No, you go ahead. I know what I'm going to say, and if you understand what I'm going to say, that's fine, Jane. Go ahead, honey.
If you wish to counsel them, they may hear you. They are aware of you if you are not aware of them. They will always be aware of you and may listen. They also may not. But they may listen to one who will counsel them, even though they are in a different state.
Would it be wrong to use force, saying that in the name of Jesus, we ask you to leave this home so it may be inhabited by others? Would that be too forceful? Should it be a gentle appeal rather than a power struggle using the name of Christ? We don't like to give orders, but...
If that individual had a strong belief, or if that particular force using the name of Christ were effective on that individual, that is not always true. Free will always exists, and if they choose to disregard you, you yourself may not enforce it. The force of that name depends on the effect it has upon the person. That force is not yours.
Jane, when you are talking with your counselors, I presume that they were with you while you were still alive. And they were...
No.
No? Did you have guardians? Or
I had a... Yes. The one who came was my helper.
All right.
I am her helper.
Now, did your helper, did they know that you were going to fall from the horse and were going to die? In other words, was that already known and understood? Have you found out later that was your time to die? Or was it just an accident that ended your life just suddenly without anybody knowing?
It is all known. I speak of free will, and it is true. This is another question that has more than one answer. It is known, as it is known and chronicled, what our actions will be, even though our will is truly free.
So it's a foreknowledge rather than a predestined type of thing. In other words, they know in advance, but they know what you're going to choose. Is that it?
There is truly the freedom to choose, yes. Mm-hmm.
Does God, in His wisdom, at times... like you mentioned, that in tremendous pain the soul would leave, despair, the pain. Does God sometimes take people's lives, or let's say allow that to happen, knowing that they cannot cope with pressures or problems or pain or whatever in the future?
I do not know. I have not had direct contact with God, and I do not know the answer to that question.
All right. Have you been told, Jane, that in some future time, I use the word time, that you will have a some sort of form again? In other words, is there any projection of that happening again?
No, I have not been told that.
All right. You read your Bible when you were on earth, didn't you?
Some.
Okay, in the Revelation, book of Revelation, it tells that when Jesus Christ returns a second time to this plane or this planet, that when he calls, the dead in Christ will rise and come forth in bodies that are perfect, no longer subject to disease and all of that, and that they'll be caught up with him. That's the resurrection of the dead. Do you remember hearing that?
I do not recall, because I did not study as I should. When I was small, we did learn the stories of the Bible, and particularly what Christ taught. I do not recall that of my own knowledge, but I think perhaps what they speak of would be the body that you have after death and not your physical body.
Right. I understand that it was not it's not a physical body, but the story is of a resurrection, that the dead will come forth. And I thought that perhaps that Christ coming back would bring these souls that do not have form or substance, and then maybe there was another progression at that point.
I can only speculate on what is meant. I think perhaps it may mean that those of us who have not progressed, there is a great deal to learn. You are only beginning. That their knowledge will be increased greatly, and they will be brought forward.
Could you share with us briefly just a general description of the knowledge that you were learning?
I have shared very much with you. I am allowed to know more of what happens to others in this area and in areas below is not a proper word, but it will do. Areas that where there is less progress, where those individuals are who are not progressed. I am They wish me to do some counseling in some other areas at a future time, and I am being told what I need to know for that. I am told a little about what is ahead of me, but you must understand, at this time I am contented to be where I am, even though I wish to progress. It is difficult to explain.
Could you describe what your life, what your experience is right now? You say you're content. What is it like?
It is purposeful. It is satisfying. But there is also the There is a longing to go on. It is difficult to explain, but there is a good balance. The longing to go on, to be with our Father, is balanced with the contentment
that
we feel.
Do you pray or worship?
Yes.
And are you taught?
Every moment.
I have one question, just a very brief one. Sometimes back, this is Henry, sometimes back you said, I would do well over here. That I was very curious, in what way would I do well over there, if I were there?
I do not recall
that. Well, that's okay. That's
time,
okay.
What I meant at the time, I do not recall. I think perhaps I may have meant because you are an explorer, you are seeking some do not. My papa spent his life on earth denying the need to seek out, and for some time after he died. You have not done that. And you recognize much that many, many do not.
Yeah, thank you, Jane.
I have some responses and questions. I'm intrigued by some of the things that you've said. It sparks a lot of questions. Was there a phase of existence that I or the rest of us were in before we entered this body? There are several phases or plateaus or planes afterwards. Were we in some kind of existence before?
I have not been told that.
Or are you aware that you existed before you entered the body of Jane Doreen?
I have not been told. I do not need to know that. I can inquire, but I do not know if I will be told the answer.
No, you indicate we're just in the beginning of our learning, which I tend to agree. I just wondered if there is a step that we've already made, or two or three or four, before this body that we're not aware of.
That may be so. But since I have been, since I left the earth, I have been concerned with those who have lived upon the earth, and my knowledge that has been told to me is of that time. I will inquire.
Okay, appreciate it. Now, are there, do you, in the level where you are, or the levels you have been in since leaving the body, do you have emotions, sadness, anger, happiness, so forth?
Yes.
Okay. And what limits us? Earlier today you were talking about limiting, and something about God removes the limitations. What will cause Him to remove them, or prevent Him from removing them, so that we can move farther, faster, in the present body?
I do not understand your question.
We have something that keeps us from expanding our minds and our souls or whatever on in the direction of God's, that He has for us. Is it that we are ignorant to do it? Is it we are not willing to do it? Is there something else that blocks us?
Just our limitation.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. What is or are our limitations? What limits me?
Your state of existence has certain limitations that are true for all. In some ways, it is also true that we limit ourselves. This is not our Father's limitation upon us, but something that we do through ourselves.
You said something about it wasn't time or God's time for the next movement. Does he?
And he is not within your time. He is.
Yeah, that is. How can we move more toward his time, so to speak?
Cannot while you live on earth.
I'm just fully convinced and feel it inside my whole being that there is so much more, I'll say, out there, wherever that is, that is waiting to be experienced and known and so forth. Is there anything I can do to be more open to allow that and cause that to go ahead and happen?
You wish to change your state of existence?
I'm not wanting to not be. No, I'm not wanting to not be in the body until God's ready.
It is not what I mean.
Okay, but yeah, change meaning add to, expand, go farther.
There is not a solid line between what you know as real and what I know as real. It is not, the line is not as a wall.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do I move on beyond that line?
It may not be desirable for you to do that.
In that case, then, it's kind of up to God to plan my time.
You have freedom of choice.
So if I choose to move on,
I would ask for guidance.
Okay.
Do not do so without guidance.
Not through the
door. Oh, go ahead. No, I thought
you were. Well, I have a few more points or questions. You said something about the best way to do that was to fully experience the present. Could you elaborate a little more what that means?
It is difficult for me to explain what I mean. When I lived on Earth, I was not aware that this must be done. And I did not learn it until some later time. It is not to be concerned with what is to come, not to live each moment. If you are concerned about preparing yourself for what is to come, you will not be prepared for what is.
That's good. I'm just excited about it.
About
what is to come.
Oh. I'm happy for you.
Good. Okay, three short ones I think you can answer pretty shortly. If a wrong soul gets in, that you were talking about earlier, at the time the right soul was about to get in, is there anything God can do about it?
I do not mean to imply that that is a common occurrence.
But if and when it
is not, of course God could, and He may, I do not know. I only know that I have been told that that has occurred. And that it was done for the learning of that individual.
When in the spirit form, or I'll call it, or in the form you're in, or have been in since death, did you know of other, well, in the form you were in immediately after death, while still around Jane Tweed body area, did you know other people like you at that time, around their prior bodies?
Did I? No.
Or aware of?
Yeah,
no.
Were you aware of
no.
any others
I
in
may,
the same?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was probably that I was not aware, and not that they were not
aware. Is there an ability to communicate with those others in that form? From that spirit to another spirit?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
If you are aware of them.
Yeah, okay.
Now, that awareness is not, does not come automatically.
Okay.
It is not.
It's another growth, huh? When you left your
it's
body...
Is it a matter of permission on God's part, rather than just a normal occurrence? Is communication
you will not have that until you are ready.
I see. Okay, when you left your body, could you, during the suffering period, to avoid some suffering, could you have returned to the body if the body had not died?
Could I have returned to the body if it had not died?
Right.
I would have had no choice. That is not my choice.
In other words, you just automatically would have, but you could have been out a little while the suffering was going on.
Yes.
Okay, that's...
But a living body has to have a soul, doesn't it?
It does.
How
and I was there.
You really didn't live there.
How does a helper, you say you're a helper to Anne, how does a helper influence the person, the human that they're helping? In other words, how do you go about affecting her life? Or do you protect her if you see her about to step into danger or to a risk situation? I mean, in other words, how does that, how do you influence her? Or is that a trade secret?
It is not a secret. I, however, do not wish to frighten her. I do not believe this answer would frighten her. No one is aware, usually, that they are being aided. They will think it is their own choice, their own thinking.
Uh-huh. It's like we sometimes hear our own thoughts, or we're aware of our own thoughts. Can you somehow affect our thoughts to, you know, try to think out a problem? Can you have
an
impact?
We must be careful not to interfere with free will.
Right. But you can put a plug in for the right way or the right side.
We may ask a question at a proper time so that that individual may think upon.
So do you reach that person into their mind in some manner, non-physical manner, and ask a question so that they perceive that question, they become consciously aware of that question?
They become aware of it as if they ask themselves that question.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me give you an example. A lady told me the other night that she was, as a girl, was in a situation where they were being bombed. Or, you know, there was explosives coming down from the sky from airplanes. And she said that she knew that her home was going to be destroyed that one day. Before then she hadn't been afraid, but she said, I knew that it was going to happen. And the next day something very similar happened, and she said, I just knew it. Now, do you suppose that her helper gave her that, let's say, a message or that, let's say, that awareness to help her to be safe or safe from that?
It is possible that that is what happened. She may have also have been in another state of existence, and in that state she would have known.
How does that happen? You say she was in another state of existence. Now, she's never died. She was here still.
It is not necessary to die.
To be in another state of existence?
No. It does occur with some individuals, not all.
All right. Could you describe how that happens or what happens?
No.
No?
No.
Well, you say they're in another state of existence. You mean that we, our souls, are...
I may tell you that it happens. I may not tell you how it is accomplished.
Okay, but could you give me an example?
Because that is not something... If it occurs with the person naturally, if they learn this or it occurs naturally, that is all right.
Uh-huh.
But it is not something that... It is not a game.
No, and I certainly agree wholeheartedly, but I'm just trying to understand what may happen, because I'm a physician and I treat people with mental or emotional illnesses, and there are these things that happen. It would be useful to me to understand them.
If they have information that they would not have knowledge of in your state of existence, according to the limitations in which you live,
yes,
they have been at that time in another state.
I see.
Okay. I've got a few questions here. If a person is very depressed and suicidal, which I've had experience, in other words, they don't really care about their body, is it more likely another spirit may enter that state? In other words, if one does not take care of what they have, we have instances where other voices have talked out of people when they became very depressed or did not care about themselves. Does that happen? Now, if you don't know some of these, there might be things you should ask your counselors this time and then they can get back to me. See, some of these things, hon, we would have no way of knowing from our finite ways of discerning. And so these are reasonable questions from a physician.
I understand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The answer is yes. That, that may be a time when another could enter them if their situation is such that they are not fully occupying that space.
Then the real soul does not leave. I mean, the original soul does not leave. It is just jointly occupying then.
It is not exactly that way.
Right.
No.
Let me go ahead. There's a couple of other things here. Can sometimes these ones who talk to me speak in other languages, even though I may not understand their language, when I speak back to them, do they comprehend me in my language? If I...
Yes. So, they should, yes.
Yeah. Now sometimes they can translate them, and sometimes I talk with them that I can't understand, but they seem to understand what I say.
That is more than likely true. These are probably a spirit who that is unwilling to acknowledge where they are and wishes to remain on earth.
Is there a way of dealing with those spirits that will be effective in assisting the person that we're trying to help?
It would not be the same for all. There will be those who are attempting to correct their error from where I am.
Uh-huh.
And you may also attempt to do this. what would be effective would be would depend on that individual soul. So I cannot answer that question for all.
In other words, you would talk to them and try to understand?
They are counseled and told that what they have done is not right. They may not be forced out. Well, God could choose to do that. We must allow them the choice to make that error, even at the expense of the individual who normally inhabits that body.
You know, we're told in the Bible that at the time of Christ that He cast out evil spirits out of people that were possessed of evil spirits. I don't know what they meant by exactly by that, but there is a history in the Bible of that occurring, and Christ was able to accomplish that. And I believe the disciples did that also through the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, that would have been done. That is not the same as what we do here. You cannot compare a person such as myself with what Christ does. It is not
be
compared.
But what I'm saying is that you're describing these souls that try to re-enter someone else's occupied body.
Yes.
And that's, let's say, that doesn't sound like it's a good thing.
It is not. It is not, but it does occur. It is allowed.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Prayer is always helpful. But there is less that you may do.
But they can understand us as we counsel them, no matter what that spirit is. It can hear us.
It can always hear.
And understand what we're
saying. We know what occurs with you, where you do not always know what occurs with us.
I have two other questions. Dr. Templeton kind of asked with a leading question. He said there are no bodies then without spirits. And I want to re-ask that. And he said we see people in very sick hospital wards that are very strange, almost like there was not anybody in there. We don't know whether that's a physical illness or a soul problem. Are there bodies which do not contain souls? Now, you may or may not know that, but it's a worthwhile question.
If they are living beings, they will have a soul. That individual may not be fully inhabiting that body at the time. Also, that individual may be suffering from very grave errors in their thinking.
Yes.
So it may be some of both.
Now, I have two other personal questions.
I'm becoming very, very tired.
Let me just stop, because I've been waiting. We had Dr. Templeton in, and we've all asked more questions, but there is one more question I would like. That's very important. People have told me that I am other places counseling them when I am not aware of this. And some of these people I hesitate to call mentally ill. Can a part of me be somewhere else with someone else without my full conscious awareness?
If you happen to be in another state of existence, that is possible. I am here with you. I am also in another place. That is not usual with your limitations, but those limitations, I say they are not as a wall.
All right. Then one final question for me. I surprised myself when I heard my own voice say something to a patient that she was going to be freed from the body. My conscious mind was surprised by hearing this. following this, for no apparent reason, the patient died after being fully examined reasonably good health, died a happy death. Can a part of us know and speak to others in this way without?
Of course.
Was that my voice or was that my guardian?
It was your voice. Your guardian may have caused that, or you may have known that.
And was that the same voice who called to you to come to us? Is that what was implied in the last session we had?
It is something like that.
Well, Jane, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
And
thank you very much.
We all appreciate your communication, and if this is permitted by God, then we thank God also. And
actually,
I believe
that prayer that she was
praying. Yeah, I believe that you're tired and you want to leave.
It is true.
Yes, you mentioned.
I appreciate your concern.
Well, I'm always concerned. And then would you pray then, perhaps a new one or the same one, or maybe both, whichever you prefer and whichever you think would be pleasing?
I will repeat the same as the one I did not hear before.
Thank you.
And it is a good prayer.
Thank you.
Father, lend us your strength that we may seek to find you. Lend us your wisdom that we may know when we have found what we seek.
Thank you, Jane. And if now you permit Anne to return, and a good journey to you.
Thanks from all of us, Jane.
We leave it in the hands of God. Okay, Anne, you're here now. You can go ahead and, as you listen to me speaking now, we're all here, and everything is fine. Take your time and gradually know that you're here, that you're here and you're amongst friends, and just let yourself gradually come back to this room.
Just I'm so warm.
Yeah. So if you just take your time to open your eyes, there's no hurry.
Can't just do it now. No, Lord.
Welcome back.
How are you doing? Turn on your light.
Can you share with us your experience? When you feel like it.
Yeah, it just takes me a minute.
Sure, that's fine.
Take your time.
I'm back. I just can't. I said to myself, I'm going to remember. I can't. I was so cold when I came in. I feel really got too warm. I'm talking to this fellow, and he says to me, "See, I get to see you." Oh, I don't know why I didn't see you. I must have seen you earlier, before you came in last time. I saw you this time. I always saw you just the room just before I came back. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
And it just seems like I'm looking, and all of a sudden I'm here, and starting to hear the noises and everything stuff.
You didn't know the light wasn't on when you were looking from wherever you were, did you? Did the light make any difference?
It doesn't look the same.
Well, that's the point. Light is not of significance, is it?
Well, I didn't think about it. I mean, I'm really not focusing on things like that. I'm looking at... I can't explain it. It's like looking at... It's like dreaming.
But it's actually seeing the room. Because you saw the four of us in our position.
Yeah, well, I think it is anyway.
And let me ask you, when did...
Because it's not this view that I have of you here.
It's from up there?
And you're moving... No, it's from over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving around. I mean, you know, you're nodding your head and you're talking and you're...
Fiddling around?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you heard my voice, could you tell me how soon was it, do you feel, after you came in back to the room? Did I talk to you at that time, or when did you begin hearing me? Were you here for some time before I began to talk? Or was it pretty close and simultaneous?
I don't know. I hear the noise going and coming, and it's sort of like listening. You ever have anesthetic?
Is it roaring sound?
Well, sort of.
Like
you know how you sort of hear like I hear you like from a long way off, and I don't pay attention to what you're saying. I can only hear you, and I can't pay attention to what you're saying at all. And gradually, I can understand what you're saying, and I knew. I guess it could have been somebody else, but I knew that was you that took my hand. Did you say something? I don't remember. Well, anyway.
What was the pictures or the experience you had?
Were they in council, do you think, today?
I don't remember. I only know that I don't remember that.
Well, you started saying a few moments ago about that the same person.
I remember seeing the room. That's the only thing I remember. It's the same person. And I talked to him. Quite a while, it seems like.
Today that occurred?
That happened today, too, but see, I don't... And that's really funny. I think I'm not being allowed to remember, because I remembered my dreams really well all the other times, and now I'm not remembering what goes on, only that I'm talking to him, and only that I'm seeing some pictures, and only one I can remember is that I see the room, and I see me.
From over here.
From that direction.
Right.
It's always been from the same direction, kind of up a little bit.
Kind of looking down on us here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like while we're talking to Jane that you see this?
Well,
or when we're waiting for you to return?
I don't